On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Of golf, and it's obviously a huge week for golf in the city with the FedEx St. Jude Championship. So if you are going to go to the FedEx St. Jude Championship or you're interested in this, this is on the walkway between the ninth hole and the front of the clubhouse at Overton Park. So if you get a chance to go over there, stop in there, you can read all the bricks and read all about all the historical events that have happened in the city. And I thought it was pretty cool. You can also go read about it over at the Daily Memphian. When we come back, I'll be joined by Chris Harrington. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome back. Hour number two on the Jeff Calkins Show. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a Sure Shot by the Beastie Boys from 1994's Ill Communication. Adam MCA Yauch, the late Adam Yauch, born on this day in 1964.
So I wrote my Athlon preview yesterday, Chris. We are now competitors on the bookshelves, I suppose, this fall. And as I did it, I figured I was going to come to different conclusions about what mattered most about this Grizzlies season. And I think what I eventually landed on, and this is something I think we both have talked about, is what direction this team is going to feel like is going by the middle of the season. You know, we've been talking about on-ramps and off-ramps so much that I decided I was going to liken the Grizzlies to a car, right? Is this car that is the Memphis Grizzlies? Is this thing getting on the interstate? Is it going down the road? Or is it making a U-turn for the trade-in at the dealership? Do you feel like that is the overarching story entering this season? Or is something else sort of first for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think when they made the Bane trade, they set themselves on a preferred path. And I think they have signaled pretty clearly they don't think that preferred path has a destination necessarily this season, that it might take a little bit longer to completely, you know, to completely like reshape the roster to get it to where they want it to be. And so I think this season is about whether they're still on that path or whether they get to the end of the season and decide, you know, the path needs to diverge. Does the organization still believe in its preferred plan by the time we get to the end of the season? Or you could say by the time we get to the trade deadline. I do think that's the main thing. If they're going to win, if they're going to make a deep run with a Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson led team, like, I wouldn't rule that out happening this year. You would welcome it if you can do it. But I think the realization is it's probably at least a year away. And they're trying to organize the roster to get to that point. And so, you know, can you stay on this path or do you need to shift it again?
What are the markers that this team needs to hit for you to believe that this is the markers.
I don't think the real markers are in the standings or in the one loss record. I think it's how you feel about Morant as the leading man on a contending team. You know, when he has two of the five highest, I think I have this right. I'm doing this from memory. I think he has two of the highest scoring individual playoff games ever by a player either 22 or younger or 21 and younger, whatever it was. Like, right out of the gate, this dude was dropping 48, 49-point playoff games at an age where, like, very few people have ever done that. And at that point, you thought, okay, this is a guy who can be the centerpiece of a contending team. And now the last 2 years, I think really less with the off-court stuff than the injury durability stuff. I think that's become the bigger thing, has caused a lot of doubt there. So I think the number one thing is, where are you at in terms of belief in Ja Morant as a centerpiece? That's the number one thing. But I think the secondary things are, has Zach Edey recovered well enough from this ankle surgery that you believe in him as a starting center on that kind of team? Is Cedric Coward taking the steps? You believe that his arc is towards being a quality starter on that kind of team. So to me, those three players more than anyone else sort of are sort of the test groups.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I also wonder if there's those positive markers that make you feel good. In turn, there's also those negative markers, those wrong direction markers. Like if Ja plays 50 games,
that's part of it. Part of believing in Ja is Ja playing games.
Right.
You got to start with that, you know?
I think Isolo, I throw Isolo
into that mix too. In terms of my list of people you're evaluating most. I think you know how good Jaren is. And I think you know a lot of these other guys that they can be rotation players, role players on teams, and you don't necessarily think they're going to be more than that. But I think Morant, Coward, Edey, Isolo, those are the tipping point people.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? I think Jaren came up, too, as I was sort of sorting through things. And it was a needed exercise, I feel like, because it feels so far removed from any sort of Grizzlies news at this point that it just... It's a way to get the juices flowing. And as I was writing about, you know, the drivers of this are, it is mostly Ja, but it's also Jaren to some degree, because those are the two that they've said that they want to retool around. And I got to thinking about Jaren, and it feels like he's made some progress in areas of his game every single season since he was a rookie. Like, he had the big defensive leap, and then he had the big offensive leap, and then he had another offensive leap last season. I'm just wondering, how much better do you think Jaren can get at this point? I don't know if there's more outside of rebounding. Is there more leaps to be made here?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is what you do in the postseason, right? And there's been a lot of consternation around that. I think Jaren's postseason last year requires a close reading, rather than just a look at, like, what were the numbers at the end of the series, because it was this four-game series against the best defense in the league, and then Morant goes out. And so I think it requires a close reading, and B, it's only four games. And you're not going to prove anything about your postseason play until you get to another postseason. I think in terms of regular season, in terms of just his game and the trajectory of his game, you know, I think it's – can he – and he talked about this a little bit himself in the final media session – Can he ramp the defensive impact back up a little bit while keeping the offense at this level? Because I think that's part of what happened last year. I think he was still a great defensive player. He was first team all defense, deservedly. But his block shot stuff has basically been cut in half from his defensive player of the year to last year. And I think that has happened alongside the increase in offensive usage. And it's sort of like, you know, the metaphor I used a year or so ago about, like, the stereo system and adjusting the levels. As you push that usage level up, some of that, like, defensive impact stuff has gone down a little bit. I think it's just hard to ask someone to be, you know, a high 20s usage guy who's creating shots at such a high level and is also defending everything all the time. It's sort of asking a lot of him. And so to what degree can you, like, raise the levels of everything, you know, in accordance with each other? And I think that's hard. I think last year for him to make the strides he did, really over the last year and a half, but make the strides he's done as a self-creator, as a guy who can just off the dribble get you shots. Then last year, to pair that with a bounce back to, like, that 38% three-point shooting, that was huge. I think can you keep doing that by raising the defense? Beyond that, like would I like to see him the rebounding improve? Sure, but I'm not really counting on that at this point. I think further improvement as a passer, if you're going to be doing stuff off the dribble that much, I think the passing to me, I would look at it maybe even more than the rebounding.
Who is more likely to have a bigger impact on the team, Ty Jerome or Kentavious Caldwell-Pope? Because Caldwell-Pope's probably going to be a starter, right? Ty Jerome plays a pretty critical role. It feels like it's filling holes that the Grizzlies really badly needed filled. Who has a bigger impact if you had to pick one?
If I had to pick one, I'm going to lean Jerome because I think the Grizzlies are very happy to have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but they didn't make that trade to get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They signed Ty Jerome to get Ty Jerome, right?
Right.
And so I think, first of all, there's much more likely Ty Jerome was on the team at the end of the season. I think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope will probably be on the team at the end of the season too, but he is someone who, at some point, like the trade watch happens with his contract, whether that's this deadline or whether it's next summer or whether it's during next season when it's an expiring deal. And so I think depending on which way the team is going and what kind of moves they're looking to make beyond what they currently have, his contract is going to be in play potentially in a way that Jerome's is less likely to be in play.
I also spent time dividing out backcourt, frontcourt, thinking about both. And it's a little challenging to figure out where Gigi Jackson's going to fit. I'm going to be honest. Like I think he's going to play more small ball minutes at the four, but
I agree.
You have so many wing options and backcourt players that I'm having a hard time figuring out where they're going to play him. Where do you think he's going to play?
Well, when you map out a depth chart, you're always thinking about everyone being available. And the reality is how many games you have during a season where everyone's available. I mean, the Grizzlies are maybe zero for the Grizzlies this year because we know Zach Edey won't be available opening night. You know, we don't know about Jaren yet. If Edey and Jaren are both out to start the season, I think Gigi Jackson's going to play power forward.
For sure.
I think is sort of the answer there. Over the course of the season, like, I think there's a lot of volatility there. I mean, it's based on health. It's based on how different guys play. I have come to think that Gigi Jackson's best position optimally is probably more the four than the three. I just think defensively, people think of him as a good athlete, and he is in some ways. But defensively, he's pretty upright. Like he's a pretty stiff, upright guy defensively, and I almost think he's better at the four than guarding out on the perimeter sometimes. And I think playing the four probably puts less on him in terms of from a playmaking standpoint. And so I see him as more of a small ball four, stretch four, attack off the closeout. You know, be the guy who sets the screen in a screen and roll, not a guy who's getting the screen in a screen and roll. You know, more that kind of player. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. But the weird thing is they like the idea of Santi at the three and wanting to experiment with that more. And I'm just not sure how the roster construction is going to allow that very much.
Last couple things here. We had the release of the Ja 3 sneaker today. It sold out almost immediately, which was expected. I know we're not talking to somebody that's like obsessing over basketball shoes, Chris, but in your opinion, do you have a favorite basketball shoe of all time? Is it the classic Jordan?
Well, it's the classic Jordan. I have a pair of original Jordans that I got when I was a kid, and they're all beat up, and I keep meaning to try to like sell them on eBay or something, but that just seems like a lot of trouble to actually do to me, so they're just sitting in the basement. So I'm hoping that the original Jordans have enough luster that even a beat up pair of size 10s from 1985 or whatever will fetch some money when I finally put them on eBay. So shout out to the original Jordans.
The original Jordans. He also has a commercial that you can find online for the Ja 3 sneakers. And he obviously finished up the tour of Asia. Is it a stretch to say that Ja may end up being the most popular Memphis Grizzlies player in history? Like, can you say that right? You can say that right now, but I'm talking future.
No, I think, I mean, in terms of not just popularity among Grizzlies fans, but just broad basketball popularity, I think he probably already is.
Over history now, but like, I'm talking future. Like, It feels like such a rarity. We don't know who could play for the Grizzlies. I understand. But my point
is... We're crystal balling it now?
We're crystal balling.
I have no idea.
We're crystal balling right now. It feels so rare to have somebody that not only is a huge star in their own right now, and a huge star because of the play on the court, but also somebody that is globally so popular. Like, I can't... How many NBA franchises, let's phrase it this way, have had a player that has the hottest shoe on the market, period, in terms of basketball? Like, I can't imagine it's very many.
Yeah, my history of like shoe hotness is pretty sketchy, so I really got no idea.
All right, Chris. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks as always for joining us.
All right, thanks.
Chris.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
And I often record the Daily Memphians podcast every single week. I don't know if we're going to get to one this week with the golf tournament going on, but he always keeps me in check. Chris is not a shoe guy, Jeffrey. Are you a shoe guy? How many shoes do you own?
No. I mean, have I been a shoe guy historically? Yes. Did I, like post-college? Not really. I do think it's interesting how many NBA players get their own, like, overseas Nike tour.
Not very many. I mean, they're, like...
I mean, I know Harden went over there, but he's an Adidas guy, right?
Yeah. I imagine at some point, like, Anthony Edwards might get the chance. Like, Chris makes no big deal of it, but I honestly think it's a very big deal, right? How many NBA franchises, I'll ask the same question to you, how many NBA franchises have had a player who had a shoe line that was currently the most popular shoe in the world of basketball? Like, Ja's shoes sell out instantly. They are gone this morning. They went up this morning for sale, and they're gone immediately. I just feel like the Bulls, obviously, with Jordan.
Pennies were very popular.
Orlando.
Tracy McGrady, when I was growing up, had a
Houston.
Very, very popular shoe.
Allen Iverson's
shoe, but like those were like the first low tops that I remember.
There's all kinds of small markets, though, that never got that opportunity.
Katie's shoe was pretty big when I was in college.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I mean, that's a small market in OKC. But that's not the case for Portland. I mean, Dame has had shoes, but it's not the same. It's not the case for Portland. It's not the case for New Orleans. You know, not the case for San Antonio, although San Antonio has had amazing teams. They've never had something level of popularity.
I mean, I don't think Wimby's shoe doesn't seem to be as popular as Jaws is.
No, not at all.
I do think with Jaws, though, you also have to remember, it feels like the price point helps, too. It's not like Nike's most expensive shoe.
Well, it's made for kids, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean,
It sort of replaced the Kyrie shoes.
Kyrie's shoe is very popular.
Practical. So, I just find it to be a really big deal. And, obviously, it's really cool to see that Ja has commercials out there and putting Memphis on the map in that way. So, it's been fun to watch the commercials and all that. You can go check the commercial out. I will go retweet it over on X in just a moment. All right, when we come back, we will talk to our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on friend of the show, Charles Fishman. I believe that this segment is called Fish on Friday on Tuesday. For me, more fish on Tuesday. I suppose. I guess that's
right, man. Fish on Friday on Tuesday. I'm really the tent pole of the show. I think we can say I'm more than a friend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm holding the whole show on my shoulders.
Most
weeks, there's it depends on how you count. I think there's three segments a show. Maybe there's two segments. Two segments an hour. If we go with Jeff's count of two, that's four segments a day times 5 days, 20 segments a week. I am number one. This is the most listened to segment. So I'm really the tentpole. Everybody else is benefiting. The halo. The halo lasts all week and then through the weekend into Monday.
That
people
is
are just
right.
thinking, when is Fish on Friday? You and I have records of everything. I think we last did a segment together in April 2023.
That is amazing that you know that one.
Well, it's the last time you and I texted, and I sent you a list in April 2023. How have you been, Drew?
I'm good. My life has been absolutely bananas for the last few months. I'm trying to do my job to the best of my ability, but I have a baby on the way. I bought a new house.
Congratulations.
I have a lot going on. I bought a house. Can you believe it? After listening to you say no one's buying houses, I bought a house. I was one of those people.
Well, I hate to say it. It's bad news and good news. In Memphis, the housing market is so stalled that if you're trying to buy, you have some negotiating power, right? You have some negotiating power. I hope you didn't overbuy. I hope you bought what you and your partner, your wife could afford.
Yes. It was a wild experience. The house needed a lot of work, so I've been putting a lot of work into it, doing everything I need to do.
Can you do that work yourself? Like, do you pick up a hammer and tools?
I would consider myself moderately handy, but I'm very fortunate because I have lots of neighbors that specialize in trade that also really want to be helpful because we are now the young couple on the street. And so
we
have been getting all kinds of help. I'm super thankful for them. And that includes like the other thing. We had a brown recluse problem in our house. I don't know if you're...
That's a spider? That's a kind of spider?
It's like a lethal spider.
It is a venomous spider. If you get bit, most people don't. Lethal is a little aggressive, but it can cause lots of medical problems if you were to get bit by one of these things. So we've poured thousands of dollars into this spider problem already. So it's been rough, to be honest with you. It's been rough. And evidently, maybe this is good homework for you, Charles. Evidently, Memphis has a very bad brown recluse problem right now. So
I can come up to speed. Yeah. I will tell you, the first house I bought, I woke up, I was alone in the house in Raleigh, North Carolina, in my bed. The house was literally 80% empty. It was just me moving from a little rental house in Orlando to Raleigh, North Carolina, my first house. And I was awoken at 6:45 in the morning by a scampering sound. And it was a rat running across my bedroom floor from the door to the wall and then back. And I called a good friend in Orlando where I'd moved from who had lots of experience with critters. And I said to him, Kevin, I'm standing in the middle of my bed and there's a rat the size of a water buffalo roaming my house. And you know what he did? He helpfully burst out laughing. And I will tell you that I actually got married 3 years later, and that rat we were still battling the rat 3 years later.
Wow.
Not that rat. I killed that rat later that day. But I know your pain pests.
I caught and a squirrel. Houses, I trapped a squirrel one time in our attic.
Trapped a squirrel. Live. Yep. That's great.
Catch and release.
Well, we can
catch
move on.
Release.
We have made money on houses. We have owned, and we have literally taken six-figure hits when we had to sell and move on houses we have owned. And the good news is that we've always enjoyed living in the house, and that it's the money is one thing. The house has to be affordable on a month-to-month basis, but you're also making you're building your family. You're making memories. my wife and I have decided not to leave the house we're in now because it's where the kids went through junior high and high school. And so we're going to hang on to it as long as they want to keep coming back. So anyway.
So tell me why these kids are going to school so early.
Hang on. The first thing on the list is that I made an error last week.
Oh, no.
And we need to correct it. We don't do corrections very often. Why?
Because we don't make mistakes.
I'm always right. We don't make mistakes. Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey. You jumped in there to help me. But I said last week that the Mississippi River was 400 feet deep at New Orleans. And I guess I was channeling my fear and super caution when I was a tugboat deckhand. The Mississippi River is not 400 feet deep anywhere along its 2,000-mile length. The Mississippi River is an awesome river. The amount of water flowing through there is incredible. 20 feet to 65 feet deep at Memphis, so that's not super deep, although 65-foot deep river that's moving fast is a big river. Off the French Quarter in New Orleans, the wharf along the French Quarter where you can walk along the river is 200 feet deep. So still pretty deep. You could immerse an 18 or 15 story building there, but not 400 feet deep. So I just wanted to clear that up. It's still true that the rule for us was 50% of the people who fall in the river off a working boat never get out alive. So don't play with Mr. Greer. Anyway, go ahead. Ask. Let's talk about.
I was wondering why kids are going to school so early, because we talked about this yesterday. If like there were some kids in the area. I believe it might have been DeSoto County that went back in July, which is wild to me. And I think you had some notes on this.
It is truly crazy. It is truly, truly crazy. So we used to Labor Day, which I remember labor work, the end of summer, compared to Memorial Day, the beginning of summer. Labor Day is the first few days of September, and school used to start on right after Labor Day, often the Tuesday after Labor Day. That was the case in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I guess that kind of brands me as an old, you know. I couldn't find when Shelby County moved school before Labor Day, but I found when Atlanta did. The last year Atlanta started school after Labor Day in September was 1996.
Wow.
So we have been migrating earlier and earlier, really since the 90s. 70% of students start school in August now. I never once went to school in August, you know, from grades 1 through 12. 55% of students, this matches what you just said, 55% of students are in school by August 18th. So between yesterday and 2 weeks from now, most kids will be in school. Only 15% of kids now start school after Labor Day, and almost all of them are either in New England or in the Mid-Atlantic states. 76% of Mid-Atlantic students start school after Labor Day, whereas in the Deep South, literally 93% of students are in school by August 18th.
It's too hot
in the South.
It's too hot. What's you know, we've had our summer. It's too hot. It feels time to go back.
Yeah. It used to be the opposite, right? Why would you want to be in school on August 10th when it's blazing hot? Now, I grew up in Miami, Florida, and my junior high and my high school were not air conditioned. Not they didn't turn it on. There was no air conditioning installed in Miami schools. We were in fact, there were only three or four middle schools and high schools when I was in school that weren't air conditioned. And the year after I graduated, they air conditioned my high school. But imagine going to school, even in April and May, in Miami or in September in Miami with no air conditioning and taking tests. I think the opposite, but it's all in just what you get used to. Here's the main reason we've moved earlier. there's really two big reasons. One is teachers and school districts want to get as many days as possible in before mandated state testing. So those dates are fixed, sometimes right before Christmas, sometimes right after Christmas. If you start earlier, you can teach a little more before you get to the tests. And the other reason is that daycare and summer camp costs are expensive, and parents are actually pretty happy to get their kids back on the school schedule, and that is something that people have taken seriously. I personally, I like the old system, but I think it's kind of what you grew up with.
I understand the daycare prices. I'm now in that world, and it is
you're looking into that world.
It is very, very pricey. Okay, so what do you want to talk about next?
It's an argument for getting along with your mom and your mother-in-law. Yes. Exactly. Well, Donald Trump didn't like the jobs numbers, and they came out on Friday, and he fired the woman that no one literally anywhere in the world except in the government had ever heard of, a woman named Erica McIntyre Farr, who runs the government agency, the statistical agency that calculates the CPI, the consumer price index, and the jobs numbers, the number of people working and the number of people not working and the number of people looking for work. That agency, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, produces statistics that are considered literally the gold standard around the world. Everybody admires the United States for the transparency of its data, the accuracy of its data, the degree to which we go backwards. Every month we look backwards 2 or 3 months and adjust the data to get it as accurate as possible over time. We didn't get it right the first time, but we have new data, so we're adjusting. On Friday, we had July data and then adjusted May and June, or maybe we had June data and we adjusted April and May. And Donald Trump simply didn't like the numbers. He didn't like them. It showed low job growth, dramatically low job growth, and the previous 2 months adjusted dramatically down. Well, listen, the woman who's the head of the statistical agency doesn't actually go in and calculate the numbers. 2,000 people work calculating these statistics. Incredibly labor intensive. Think about it. To calculate the jobs numbers, you need to know what a grocery store in Hawaii did, what a roofer in Orlando did, what a daycare in Boston did. Did they hire more people, keep the same number of people, fire people? Are they planning to hire more? You know, did the people they fired last month get replaced? And they actually do huge surveys with 200,000 people participate, 200,000 employers participate, and send in their jobs data, and then they collate that. So you don't fire the person who gives you the bad news. It's a little bit like being given an uncomfortable diagnosis from your doctor and then firing the doctor. Well, that doesn't get the problem solved. So I just wanted to briefly weigh in and say it's sort of the signal example of firing the messenger, and it doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, politics makes me uncomfortable. I want to talk about clanker wars. I want to talk clanker wars. I don't see Jeff, he might be comfortable in here. I'm not. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I just wanted to say to people that one thing. The people who do those statistics are professionals. They're not politicians. If you have a problem with the way the work is done, convene a group of really smart people and say, let's see if this work is being done smartly, you know? Anyway, do you know what a clanker is?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. That's why I'm interested in this.
Well, so the word clanker is associated with the Star Wars movie as a sort of derogatory term for the droids in battle, for the battle droids. And I guess it came from Star Wars because the droids were
droids,
kind of clanky
droids,
robots.
Droids,
droids. Sorry, droids. Droids, appreciate that. The droids were kind of clanky robots. You know, they literally were clanky. And clanker is now a slur for robots and AI taking human jobs. And if you look on X and TikTok for the hashtag clanker, you'll find thousands of posts of people both irritated and genuinely angry and mocking the elimination of human jobs in favor of either actual robots like food delivery robots or pharmacy delivery robots in hospitals. I don't know if anybody's ever seen those. Those things are pretty funny. The food delivery robots are pretty funny too, roaming the streets of cities. Or AI. AI is, of course, just a software robot taking your job. And I just thought that was a great term, the clanker wars.
I didn't expect you to come in here using slurs today, but, you know.
You know what? It was a slur in Star Wars. Now it's a verbal meme. You know, it says I want an economy that's good for human beings and robots. How about that?
Well, what's funny, like, you sent me this list yesterday, and I was looking through it. The things you wanted to talk about. One of the things which we'll get into is jobs most at risk from AI. And you know what? This is a big journalism topic, I think, in my world that exists. But you want to know the first job I thought of? I thought of Uber drivers. Because I've been in those Waymos and those self-driving cars that they have.
You've been in a Waymo.
Yes, sir.
I've never ridden in a Waymo.
In San Francisco, I took a Waymo. I forget where I was.
Tell people what a Waymo is.
A Waymo is an entirely self-driving car that operates like an Uber. So you get the Waymo app. It's maybe a little bit more pricey than an Uber. I was with someone that I was working with, and we were needing to get a ride. And the Waymos are everywhere in San Francisco. We were there. I believe it might have been for All-Star Weekend for the NBA or something else. And we needed to we were just going to meet people for dinner, and we figured, you know what, let's just pay a couple extra dollars and get the Waymo experience. So you get in the car, you sit in the back seat, the car will talk to you and say, you know, whatever, you put in where you're going to go, and then it drives itself. There's no driver. You just sit in the back seat and it drives around. It doesn't feel unsafe, to be honest with you. Like, the car drives just like any other driver. You know, I remember we were at a light, and all these cars, you would think that other cars will take advantage of these Waymos, you know, they'll just be more aggressive because they know that the Waymos aren't going to crash. And to some degree, that's the case, but it drives crazy, like
forcefully,
like a human, right? Like exactly like a human would drive, like if you got in a taxi. And so,
That's pretty
wild. But I thought that was the first one that came to me. I don't know if that's technically AI, but it's computers.
It is. Of course it is.
Okay.
Of course it is. That's the AI, artificial intelligence, is driving the car. So, right, what you said is exactly right. Waymo is an Uber without a driver. Now, Uber is its own company. Waymo, do you know who owns Waymo?
No. Tell me.
Waymo is a division of Google.
Okay.
same company as YouTube and Google Search, Google. Waymo's available only in about six cities: Phoenix, San Francisco, LA, Austin, and Atlanta. And that is, you're right. So the clanker wars are going to be over some professions. We're going to run out of time here, but here's the list that Microsoft put out. Microsoft put out lists of they did some analytics, and they came up with 40 jobs that are most at risk and 40 jobs that are most insulated. And truck drivers and Uber drivers, I would say, are high on the list, although they weren't listed separately in at risk, because there you are. You're already having the experience. Google said customer service representatives, people you call on the phone, that's 2.8 million jobs. Between you and me, given my experience, it's possible that the robot will do a better job. Sales representatives, 1.1 million. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. You and I are in trouble. Editors are on the list. Journalists are on the list. Broadcast announcers and radio DJs are on the list. So that's interesting. I think some of that's overstated, right? Editors, if anybody who's used ChatGPT or Grok knows, they do a good job of taking something you've written and making suggestions. The point of journalists is not to read what other people have written, but to go do their own reporting, to talk to people freshly. AI can't do that. So I think good journalism will survive. And the same with broadcast announcers. Let's just pick a random example. Can AI replace Jeff Calkins?
No.
I don't really think so.
Never.
No, I mean,
Jeff
we can joke about it. But Jeff is not replaceable because you want personality, you want reactivity, and you want to listen to that personality. I wouldn't want to go to a wedding where the DJ was AI. You know, maybe the DJ is using AI to help make the playlist, but I want to hear the person. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Charles, if you want to tell me about McDonald's.
Hang on. The jobs insulated are the jobs that require physical work. Number one, phlebotomists, people who draw blood. Nursing assistants, embalmers, people who work repairing and replacing tires, cement masons, roofers. So you can understand that. There was interesting McDonald's reports its earnings tomorrow. Interesting data out in advance. 87% of U.S. households visited a McDonald's at least once in the last 12 months. 87%. McDonald's remains a universal experience right up there with Walmart. The typical McDonald's customer, the higher use average customer, visits McDonald's 53 times a year, once a week. I haven't visited McDonald's 53 times in the last 10 years, but that's amazing, and spends $495 a year at McDonald's, $9 a visit.
I'm on the high end of that with the travel. I do a lot of traveling. Not at home. I'm not going to McDonald's, but McDonald's tends to be a very convenient place when I'm staying at a hotel on a Grizzlies road trip, and I'm
totally predictable. Yeah. You think you go twice a month?
Maybe some months I go twice a month. Probably more close to once a month, maybe.
Okay. Yum is the company YUM that owns Taco Bell. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut. Taco Bell is having this incredible resurgence. Sales up 4%. KFC down, Pizza Hut down. Yum has started a new chain called Saucy. S-A-U-C-Y. Nothing but chicken tenders, sauces, and drinks. They're competing with Raising Cane's. 11 kinds of sauce. Be careful of Celsius energy drinks. Some of them were shipped with vodka seltzer.
Jeez.
That's the best story we didn't get to.
All right, Charles.
Literally, the vodka seltzer was substituted for the energy drink by accident. Check it out if you're a big Celsius energy drink.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the sparkling blue Raz.
Sparkling blue Raz. Take it off the list.
Everybody have a great week, and one more time, stay out of the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Thank you, Charles.
Drew,
Charles
thank
is
you.
The best. All right, that is going to do it for us today on the Jeff Calkins Show. Stay right here. Jason and John coming up next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.